This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
No.
Your scrambled eggs are the best. Those biscuits you make, fluffy.
And this feels creepy.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
1232, John Curry to Bev. You up? Eyeball emoji, purple pickle.
There we go. The old eggplant. Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
So we had last night the SpaceX first private flight blasted off. Two contest winners, a healthcare worker, and their rich sponsor. No professional astronauts on the rocket. Kind of crazy. It was the first time that this has happened with an all amateur crew. Would you guys do this? Would you guys take part in this with an all amateur crew? Would you guys feel a little nervous about it?
Nope, absolutely not.
You say no, you wouldn't do it, or
nope,
no, you
wouldn't do it.
You guys are such cowards, man. You guys don't want to know what space is like.
Nope.
Being able to see the Earth from the outside.
I've seen pictures.
I can see the Earth from right here.
It's not the same. You guys are lame. You wouldn't want to do this, really. Not even just like a little up and down.
No.
Well, they're gonna be going
for free.
Well, yeah, sure. Why not? For free. Would you do it for free?
Are you on there with me?
Yeah.
Gotta take a honey up there.
See how it is. Well, come on. It's literally a day.
It's not a day, is it? Is it that long?
Well, I mean, they're gonna be there for a weekend. Some,
oh, really?
Some people are gonna be up and down. But yeah, they're
so it's not like what Bezos did where he just went up and down.
No. They will be see.
That's
Let me find the actual, but
also scarier. Nope, wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah, they will be spending 3 days circling the world from an unusually high orbit.
Nope. Unusually high orbit with untrained acid.
Sounds like a good idea, right? 100 miles higher than the International Space Station.
Oh, my gosh.
Before splashing down off the Florida coast sometime this weekend.
You're telling me I have to do space, then I have to do the ocean back to back?
Yes, sir.
I'm completely out.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm kind of claustrophobic, bro. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be super tight, like maybe where you're sitting at.
They strap you in.
They do strap you in, but if you're going to be out there for 3 or 4... That's not true.
No,
well, once you get out there,
sure.
Yeah. I was going to say.
You float around, but like then.
Wouldn't that be cool, though? No, gravity.
There's no trained people on there. You can unbuckle if you want to.
Yeah,
what's going to stop you?
That is a great point. What are they going to do?
I don't know, man.
Somebody tell you, no, put that back on. You say, you're not an expert. You're good to go.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm out on that, though. Yeah. No way. I don't like heights.
A little date weekend, a little getaway, a little double date. Might be fun.
You think that'll ever.
Sure.
Fly out of space for 2 hours. You think that would ever happen?
Maybe. If you got money.
It'd be so expensive. This guy, the main guy that they were talking about in this, the leading the flight is Jared Isaacman, 38, who has made his fortune with a payment processing company, started in his teens. So, a lot of just money involved in this as well. I don't know who the two contest winners, though, were. Did we hear about these?
No.
Sweepstakes winner Chris Sembroski.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
What did he win? Was it the Danimals sweepstakes? Did anybody ever win that?
What?
You don't remember the Danimals thing?
Who?
Never mind.
Who was the Danimal?
You don't remember that, like,
Danimal?
Yogurt stuff?
Yeah.
They did like a yogurt? Yeah.
To go to space?
No, it was like to go on like a cruise of like like the current like Disney stars or something. And nobody ever, I never saw who won it. And it's like a running joke.
I think it was just a complete
Yeah,
scam,
it's like a running joke,
honest.
Like nobody knows who won it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what it was.
So 0 for 2 on space. So if I had 3 free tickets to space, don't call you guys. Is that what you're telling me?
Who else is going to be there?
What do you mean, who else is going to be there?
It's important. Who else is going to be there? Whenever you get invited somewhere by like a friend, you don't ask who else is going.
You wouldn't want it just us three right here. Maybe Hayden would be
if
complaining.
If Hayden's going, I'm not going.
Hayden would be complaining the whole time.
He'd
could
be
you
too
imagine?
Scared.
Oh, yeah. He'd be
you two would be bickering. If Hayden's going,
miserable.
I'm definitely not going.
Miserable.
I just feel like if you invite me somewhere, I'm entitled to ask who else is going to be there. Common thing.
Maybe you should just come and enjoy that and have a good time no matter what. Who's
I'm
there?
Out. I'm out.
Some NBA news for you guys. Your Hawks. Big deal, little deal, no deal. Jahlil Okafor.
No, no deal at all.
Signing a non-guaranteed deal. No, I don't expect him to get any PT, anything like that?
No, he won't ever get a second.
Well, what the hell is the point of this signing then? You tell me that.
We had an extra roster spot. It's a non-guaranteed deal. You can put him in a trade if you need the salaries to match. You can cut him with no risk if you have to. It's not a deal at all.
Okay. All right.
Maybe he's fun to be around. Him and Trae Young match up age-wise. Where they would have like overlapped at all. No. Maybe
I think Okafor's
not really.
Older.
Well, I know he's old. I know they're not the same age. I said, like, if they would ever would have... If he had like a connection with somebody on the team, maybe he's like people like him. Maybe he's like a good friend. I don't know. But no deal.
NBA, another NBA headline for you. This seems like a little bit of a bigger deal. The Bucks have named Lisa Byington as the team's new television play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Did I read correctly? This is the first ever?
Yeah, first woman to handle full-time TV play-by-play duties for a major men's professional sports team.
I was going to say Kara Lawson did it with the Wizards, but she was not play-by-play. She was color, so.
A little different.
Okay. And I don't know even if she would be considered full-time or not. But she did some because she did some ESPN stuff there, too. I don't know, but okay.
So, yeah, shout out to Lisa. Pretty cool. First time ever. That's surprising for play-by-play, in my opinion. But
why is that surprising?
I don't know. Just feel like we'd have.
Think it's surprising that's the first time?
Yeah, that's the first time ever. I just feel like we'd have. Yeah. More women trying to get into that, but I don't know.
They probably tried to, and then they see Twitter react when Beth Mowins is on the call. And they're like, okay, never mind.
Might be right.
Don't want to be yelled at like Beth Mowins.
You guys ready for Bristol? It's Bristol, baby. Hey, it's this weekend, boys.
We've retired turning left. We have to bring it back tomorrow.
Yeah, it's time, Cam.
I need a win.
You need a win?
We got
a fantasy NASCAR thing.
You really do a fantasy NASCAR. How does
it's
it just
like a pick'em league fan?
Okay, so I was gonna say it's not like you just get points or something like that for each win. I don't know how it works, but yeah, stuff will be starting today. ARCA trucks getting rolling. You really into the Bristol?
No.
You ever been up there?
Yeah, but I didn't go to the game. Go to the race, I guess.
Hmm.
I just
went up there to hang out.
Yeah, went there to tailgate.
Respectable. More NFL news for you guys. Raheem Morris, man, did you see that his wife asking fans to stop sending hateful messages to the running back after his injury? Said that people have even said to Raheem that he should kill himself. My God, what is wrong with people? What'd I say?
I said Raheem Morris.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't hear Morris.
I thought I said Mostert. Either way, yeah, Raheem Mostert. Yep. How awful is
this? Why
are they mad? What are people like? This is why I don't.
Drafting Raheem Morris high enough in their drafts to be mad like that he's hurt. Like it's not like a Saquon Barkley. Like maybe it should be
exactly.
Like Saquon Barkley to kill himself.
No kidding.
Change it up. Switch
Who
it up.
Cares this much about fantasy football? Like are people that much into it at this point? Has it gotten to that point?
I mean, it's been at this point for a while. It's been at this point for a while.
Just never cared enough to.
It's one thing if a guy's having a bad year. It's another thing he like breaks his foot and is out for the year. It's not his fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Seems kind of crazy. But, yeah, she pretty much said that they've been dealing with that the last couple of days. Megatron, did you see what old Kevin Johnson had to say? That to repair his relationship with the Lions, what they needed to do?
They needed to pay him his money.
Give him
$1.6 million that they made him pay back as a, you know, when he retired prematurely. Give him his money.
Mm.
They said they've offered him, I believe he said that they've offered him $1.5 million in exchange for 28 hours of work per week during season or something crazy like that where like he could do like stuff as a team ambassador for a couple of years, and they'd pay him $500,000 a year over the next 3 years. And then for the last $100,000, donate to a charity of his choice in his name. I don't know why they just wouldn't give him the extra $100,000, but I guess they're like, hey, look, 3 years, $500,000 each. That comes out to 1.5. Sorry. Like, we're not going to, you know, mess up an even number.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, nope, not doing it. I'm not doing any work. Give me my money if you ever want to be friends again. And they're just like in a standstill where he's like, I don't mess with the Lions. I don't like them.
Surprising. I guess maybe not that surprising. Do you think that they should pay him? You think that's the right thing to do for the Lions?
I mean, it feels like they got enough of output from Calvin Johnson to justify the $1.5 million. I mean, I know that it was a cash advance on some years that he would work on the back end of his career that ended up not working because he retired. But it seems like they got the money in the Ford family just to give him $1.5 million to be able to like have him come home and sell some more of his jerseys and like.
It is a bad look when probably while your best player you've had. Other than
since Barry Sanders,
I mean, is literally has nothing to do with the team. Doesn't want to do it. Have anything to do with the team? That's kind of a bad look for an already pretty dysfunctional franchise. So we'll see what happens there. Going to move to soccer real quick. Do you guys see Messi in his debut as a starter with Neymar and Mbappe? A little disappointing.
People said he looked old.
Yeah, little disappointing. PSG end up having a draw against Club Brugge, I want to say. Brugge. In the Championship League. So, not a great start.
In the what?
Champions League.
Come on.
What'd I say? Championship League?
Come on.
Not a soccer guy, man. You're the soccer guy. Let me hear it. Let me hear your expertise on Messi in this whole situation. You think it's not going to work out, John?
I mean, PSG's still going to have enough talent, but he looked old.
He is old, a little bit.
Ronaldo's gone a little bit better so far with Man U, although he's had to, get subbed out of the game because he's a little old too and tired. So, these guys are old. It's what happens.
Nothing to get too concerned about with this. A
couple big wins this week in the Champions League. We had what? We had the young boys coming back. But Bayern Munich just blowing out Barcelona. Barcelona on the outs as they've lost most of their talents, or at least their recognizable talents. You had Liverpool with a blowing a lead and then coming back and winning 3-2. Big win for them. Man City 6-3. As we get set, I guess we gotta wait 2 weeks before we get back on the field in the old Champions League. But disappointing for PSG to get a little bit of a draw there.
Yeah.
All that talent. Maybe some chemistry issues. Maybe too many mouths to feed there.
Maybe
too many
just big names and not big talent anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, could be right. Speaking of big names, big talent, USC trying to find the next head coach. I'm sure you guys talked about this a little bit yesterday, but of course the rumors were swirling in with Urban Meyer. That was the first name that got brought up. Of course, he said there's just no chance that's happening. Going to build a franchise in Jacksonville. Blah blah blah. But what'd you guys make of the mutual interest between USC and James Franklin, a guy that the Orange, the Vols, even tried to go after themselves?
Seems like he has to be the favorite right now.
Looking that way.
Just because he is the biggest name that you could realistically see leaving. I don't know if USC would want to pay his buyout, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what kind of money they're willing to throw around there at USC to go and like pay somebody's buyout.
I feel like they should be willing to throw as much money as they
at
can.
Him, though? We're going to throw as much money around as possible.
You got to do something, man. This football program has been just so disappointing.
I would just be
for
scared.
Over a decade. I mean,
I would just be scared to. I would be scared to trust him to like bring an exciting offense to USC. Yeah. And I feel like they have to have an exciting offense. They have to be exciting to get people invested in Los Angeles. And I don't know if he would bring the offense needed.
Well, I mean, who does? Who would?
Yeah,
that's the
yes, that will be the question. Stoops or Urban, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Josh Heupel. Go sling that thing around up there. Lincoln Riley.
Did see some people linking Lincoln Riley to USC, and then Oklahoma would then
wouldn't that be something?
Bring Heupel back. Bring him back home.
Wouldn't that be something?
Huh. That would indeed.
Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Can we go back to that top 500 song list? Was American Girl on there?
American Girl?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on here somewhere.
Will you find it for me?
Yeah.
I got time. Top 500 songs of all time, Rolling Stone. Yeah, I just want to know if American Girl's on there. Should be in the top 10, really, but top 50.
Don't see it anywhere in the top 50.
Can we just get like a full list? Top 500 songs of Rolling Stone. Surely it's on Reddit, right? Like it's on PDF somewhere. Anyways, go ahead. Let's go back to their number 11. What do you got for me?
Let me start scrolling. See, the website's pretty difficult at maneuvering through. I guess when you have 500 songs, it's not going to be easy. But number 11, we have...
See, this must have been when they did it in 2004. Anyways, go ahead, because I found the list like that was... I was trying to find like a whole list where I didn't have to like have eight different pages to make it easier to search.
Yeah.
And the one it brought up was, I guess, the one from 2004, because number one on there is Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, which, again, feels a little self-serving for a magazine called Rolling Stone to name it there.
Very true.
Then number two, you know what the number two song was? Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. So.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Respect by Aretha Franklin came in at number five, and somehow over the last 19 years, it's gone up to number one. Which
wonder what happened.
I will say it does hold up better than Like a Rolling Stone and Satisfaction and John Lennon Imagine. Who cares about that at this point? Right. That's ruined too. What's going on with Marvin Gaye? I think it held firm at number four. Is it number four? Or number three? Either way, it stayed in the top five as well.
Yeah.
But somehow we have knocked up Respect to number one. On this list, Good Vibrations was six.
Oh, wow.
Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode was on there. The Beatles, Hey Jude.
None of these are...
Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit was at number nine. Ray Charles, What I Say. Sam Cooke was already down at number 12, A Change Is Gonna Come. So maybe they're saying, like, hey, A Change Is Gonna Come became more relevant 17 years later because of, wanting a change to come and all this political stuff. I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to your list. Number 11 over there was?
Number 11, The Beach Boys.
Good Vibrations.
God Only Knows.
What?
Yeah, I don't even know this song. You heard this?
Came in at number 25 in 2004.
What, God Only Knows?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Big loser of the poll so far.
How are songs getting better?
Again,
when they...
I would say it makes respect. Holds up.
Yeah.
Like, if you're listening to Aretha Franklin Respect, it probably goes as hard now as it did in, 1967?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just absolutely confused on how you can have a song ranked lower and then more songs come out over time, and you're like, yeah, this song moved up.
Well, different people.
I was going to say, different writers who are voting, on this as well, so.
Like, again... Looking at the list from 2004, Public Enemy, Fight the Power was all the way down at number 322, and now it's apparently the second best song of all time.
Crazy.
American Girl wasn't even in the top 500. Are you kidding me?
Is it not?
Yeah.
You kidding me? At all?
Yeah.
Surprising.
Anyways, back to your list. So you go.
So we had, again, 11, The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. I don't know this song. Do you know this song? I was never a Beach Boys fan, man. I hate it. That's not my kind of music.
Only God Knows Why by Kid Rock. No, not God Only Knows.
I would say that's probably not in the top 500.
I've been sitting here.
Number 12, Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
I don't either.
I feel like it's better than God Only Knows, but I've never heard God Only Knows, so I guess I will... withhold my judgment.
Must be a pretty good song. Number 13.
So far on this list, we have nothing from after 2000. Has there been anything after 2000?
Well, no, there was the...
Fight the Power was the 90s.
Get Your Freak On, 2001.
Okay, so so the best song since 2000, according to these people, is Get Your Freak On.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on. I want to go and bump that in the car when I'm driving down the road after this. It's getting me fired up just thinking about it.
I mean, I like Get Your Freak On, but again, is that the best song since 2000?
What would be the best song in your mind since 2000?
Not that. Not Get Your Freak On.
It's got to be something else.
Oh, Hey Ya. Okay, 2003. Okay. Yeah, that was 10.
That was behind Get Your Freak On, though.
It was,
right?
Though. Yeah, okay. So it was two spots behind.
Okay. So we just quit making good music after 2003, I guess. Okay. That's what I hate about these all-time rankings. I'm very interested, side note, but at least to tie it somewhat into sports, the NBA is getting soon to release their top 75 players of all time. You probably don't remember. You weren't alive. Cam, you were barely alive. But I do remember for their 50th season, they did the top 50 players. So around like 96. I guess it came out a little bit after. It wasn't exactly in the 50-year range, but they did their top 50 players. Now it's time to do their top 75 players since of all time since it's the 75th season. I'm interested to see how they do those rankings. Like, because like realistically, I think in the NBA right now, you could have at least six players claim to be in the top like 20 of all time or like top 25 at least.
Yeah.
Like LeBron, Durant, Curry, all those guys to me are firmly top like 20 players of all time. They're really all top 10 players in my opinion. Top 12 maybe with Curry.
James Harden in that conversation?
I mean, he'll be top 50.
Yeah, top 20 maybe.
Although, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have the all-time rankings and accolades yet. Like, I'll be interested to see where they put like Chris Paul, who's another one of those guys who's had like a top 75 career. Like, we'll see how they do with the old guys compared to the new guys, because there'll be a lot of legends get knocked out because there's so much talent in the league right now that some guys should get knocked down. But anyways, where are we at on this list?
Let's see. What did I just say? Superstition by Stevie Wonder at 12. So 13.
I mean, that feels a little disrespectful to have Superstition below Get Your Freak On, but I digress.
The Rolling Stones coming in again at 13. That's
with Satisfaction, is it still the...
It's Gimme Shelter, which, yeah.
Okay.
Not a terrible song.
I like Gimme Shelter.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've never heard of number 14, The Kinks, Waterloo Sunset. Never heard this song. Waterloo Sunset.
I got to say that I could not name it or say any words of it. Maybe that doesn't mean I haven't heard it, because I feel like songs used to be like, song titles used to not really be like hand in hand with the song back in the day. So yeah, like, sometimes you'll hear a song and that'll be the title. Like, what the hell does that come from? But don't know that one either. Okay.
15, we have The Beatles.
Is that with Hey Jude?
Let it is be? Not. Nope.
What happened here? Where are we going?
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Okay, that's a good one.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. That's a pretty good one, yeah.
So that's the second best Beatles song of all time?
According so. 16, we have Beyonce. Hey.
With what? Single Ladies?
Crazy in Love featuring Jay-Z.
So they, okay.
Surfboard.
That's got the best music video. On the beach. Yeah. Drunk in Love. That's a different song, Cam.
I was going to say, that's not the same song. What's Crazy in Love? This song? Got me so crazy in love. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? It was Surfboard. That's Drunk in Love.
That's a better song than this song.
I always mix those two. Drunk in Love is not better than Crazy in Love.
Weepy All Night.
It's a great song. But Jay-Z kind of nailed it in with the verse, let's be honest. He just came out, if I do say so myself. Anything else he says in the song. On the other hand, he did not meld in Crazy in Love. Quick with the rock, I handle like Van Exel. I shake phonies, man, you can't get next to him. Pockets are fat like Tony Soprano. That's a good line.
It's not bad.
Jay-Z was at his apex when Crazy in Love came out.
I always mix those two up.
You guys think this is a top 20 song, though?
I don't know. I like Crazy in Love. And then you get a little dance going. That's the one she'd always dance to. With
Yeah. She'd be shaking it. Yep.
She'd be shaking it. Yeah. She does. You're not wrong. She do be shaking it. That is correct.
That's what she does. Number 17.
I'm so fascinated by this list. This is the most fun I've had. All over the place.
17 is a classic. A lot of people know this. Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody.
I like to think they have like some 60-year-olds, some 20-year-olds. No 20-year-olds, but like
I am curious about the age of the people voting and doing all this.
30-year-olds holding it down for the 90s, like who in the 2000s. Like, who the hell are they just voting on this all together? So, Bohemian Rhapsody, okay. Yeah, that's fun.
It should be a top 20.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't really like it, but I understand that everyone else loves it.
You don't like the song?
I don't really like Queen.
Really?
I understand that they're very popular, very good, but like, I don't like any of their songs.
Why is that?
I just don't like them.
They're just kind of different.
I just don't like them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, We Are the Champions, because it was at the end of Mighty Ducks 2 and they're sent by the campfire. Like, I think of Mighty Ducks 2 and I think of We Are the Champions, but, like, I don't like any of them, really.
Hard not to like Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's fun. I mean,
it's a good one, too. A lot of classics.
Yeah, I understand their standing in history. I just never liked them. Maybe there's some songs I haven't heard that would get me, but. The hits I don't really like.
Surprising. Number, where were we at? 18.
Okay.
18, we have Prince and The Revolution, Purple Rain, coming in at 18.
Okay.
Understandable, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Top 20 song, at the
one
least.
One of my favorite moments of a song, if you break down like just the 5 or 6 seconds when he hits the, I know, I know, I know, times are changing.
Oh, yeah.
And honey, love that part.
Maybe the best Super Bowl halftime performance as well, I would say.
Some say.
Yeah. Up there.
Wasn't it raining too?
It was. Yeah. It started raining, yeah.
Raining.
That was awesome. 19, we have John Lennon, Imagine.
Ugh.
I don't know this song, I don't think.
Yeah, you do. Imagine all the people. No? Okay.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Not so difficult to try. I don't know. It's stupid. Didn't all the wasn't that the song that all the celebrities did?
Yep.
At the beginning of the pandemic,
it was very crazy.
Where they all got on Zoom and like did a part of, and everyone's like, "Okay, you guys, we hate you all."
Mm-hmm. You don't remember?
I do not remember this.
I don't think Draven uses the internet very much.
I don't know.
Sometimes I just go, you know, kind of into a black hole, just kind of keep to my own. So what was that? 19? I don't know. So you don't like the song based on your
reaction? No, it's a pretty song. I mean, I don't know. I guess it was good for the time. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Sure. I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not in the car putting on Imagine. I ain't never been at a party and somebody put on
Well, there's probably a lot of these songs that you're probably not
putting on. And I've had problems with all of them. Yeah. It ain't a bop. It don't go. When's the last time you listened to Imagine and felt good coming out of it?
Maybe that's what I need. The top 500 bops.
Yeah. This is bops. I mean, Hey Y'all would be on there in terms of bops. Mm-hmm. Get Your Freak on would be on there about bops.
Yeah.
It would.
So from those, like, they do make me feel good. And be honest, Crazy in Love makes me feel pretty good. Anyways, round out our top 20 here.
Number 20. I have no idea what this song is or who this is. Robin? Dancing on My Own? 2010? From 2010. Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Dancing on My Own. I've never heard of Robin either. Swedish disco queen.
I probably have heard the song. Yeah, I recognize the name.
Been in the club probably when it came on. I'll put it on during the break.
Okay.
You got some this or that topics ready for us, Cameron?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let's play some this or that. What do you got for us?
All right. Which fantasy football punishment would you rather do? The Waffle House Challenge? Y'all familiar with that?
Yes.
No.
24 hours in Waffle House. Every waffle you eat, you get to take an hour off.
Okay.
So you have 20 waffles, you only got to stay 4 hours, essentially.
Yep. That one, or retaking the SAT.
Okay.
Would you rather always have a full sink of dishes to do at the end of the day, or a full load of laundry? And better tailgate game, beer pong or flip cup?
What was that, beer pong or flip cup?
Yep.
For a tailgate?
Yep.
Okay, we'll play some of this or that coming up after the break. Well, you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This. That. This. That. This. That. This.
Come on. All right. Who's ready to play some this or that?
I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while since we played.
It's been a while.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, I'm Draven. I'm scared. Too scary.
I'll still find something else for us to do. Unless I can pull out an upset right here. Come on, Cam.
Let him win.
Can we just judge one of these games fair? Just one. That's all I ask. I just want one fairly judged game. That's all I'm asking for right here. Okay? There we go. We're good. Let's go ahead.
All right.
I don't think it's too much to ask for. I really don't.
Which fantasy football punishment would you rather do? The Waffle House Challenge or take the SAT?
Go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would rather retake the ACT. At worst, like retaking the ACT lasts for 3 hours. I kind of think it would be fun too, as well, to go in there and just see how you would test years later.
Yeah.
Have I gotten smarter or dumber since like my junior year of high school? I would hope to think I've gotten smarter, but at the same time, I haven't studied or like been taking most of these things. I would like to think I could at least get like what I got then. It wasn't very good. But at the very least, like 3 hours, you're in and out. With the Waffle House Challenge, you're there for 24 hours. And that sounds fun. Ha ha ha, I'm doing the Waffle House Challenge. But, like, you don't want to eat 24 waffles, bro. You probably want to eat more than, like, 12 at most. So you're going to be there for half your day. You're going to have four small talk with the waiters and waitresses. You're going to have to be taking up a table, which that's kind of awkward, too, if it's a busy day and you're just holding down the table. Think about how much money you might spend on the jukebox. You're going to have to tip them pretty big, too, to keep serving you waffles. Your bill is going to be expensive. With the ACT, you come in, you get it done. You know, you'll have to be in a room with, like, kids, but at the same time, you're not going to talk to them. You just have to make sure you have a pencil. That's it. It's over. It's not that bad of a punishment, actually. The only problem was you got to wake up like at 8 a.m. to be there, but for the Waffle House Challenge, you probably have to wake up at 8 a.m. to be there, or else stay up through the night. No thanks. ACT all day.
I would rather do the Waffle House Challenge. I mean, you act like it's just so bad to be sitting there, what, playing on your phone for a couple hours, eating a waffle every now and then. It's not like you've got to force feed yourself. Just relax, chill out, eat a waffle every time, every now and then, knock off a couple hours. It'll go by so quick. Man, the worst part, I hated taking the SAT, ACT. I take the ACT here in Tennessee, and it's just, there's nothing worse. Man, there's nothing worse. It's such a long process. I think it's longer than 3 hours. I think you're looking at it roughly maybe a four or five hour, yeah, maybe. 4 hours, I would say.
For 4 hours. You gotta, 4 hours. You got to eat lunch. You got to be gone in time for lunch.
And there's a reason, like, I'm not taking the ACT now or SAT now. Like, I don't want to know how smart I am. I don't know how dumb I've dumbed down here over the last few years. Sit there and actually have to do work for what reason? For what reason? At least
punishment.
Waffle House is kind of fun. You know, you never know what you're going to see at Waffle House. There's always exciting people in there, exciting stories,
that's
something crazy going on.
That's the middle of the night. You ain't never been at Waffle House at 11 a.m. It's not exciting and fun there.
Well, you're going to be there for the majority of the night, so you're going to probably get to see something fun, something exciting. You're eating waffles. Waffle House is delicious. Everybody loves Waffle House. Like, yeah, after a couple of waffles, you might start getting a little bit sick. But I'd rather do that than sitting there doing schoolwork again. And like you said, the embarrassment of just going back to a high school and sitting in that room when knowing that you're 5-6 years older, for you a little bit older, okay, than all those other high school students. Like, that just...
That could be an inspiration to them.
It's embarrassing. It's a little embarrassing.
Friends. Hey, kids.
It's a little embarrassing.
You need beer after this?
While you're actually having to, like, what are you going to do? I guess you could, like, sailboat the questions, maybe, just randomly answer if you wanted to.
I would legitimately take it.
Then why? Nobody wants to sit there and take an exam.
You have to legitimately take it.
I would go in there and legitimately take it. I think it'd be fun to test your strength. It's like an IQ test. It's like trivia. Just think of it as a trivia night. Go in there, do it. It's fun. It's no big deal. You're sitting in a Waffle House for 24 hours. You're going to be tired. You're going to feel gross. You're going to never want to go into a Waffle House again. That's going to be the problem. Is you're going to walk out like, I never want to go there again. And
you're
acting
like the Waffle House is a strip club.
And it kind of is if you go at the right time.
What are we talking about?
It kind of is.
Like you're going to be gross? You're just sitting there.
It's not that far off.
You're just sitting there taking a table. If anything, and you act like, the people are going to be mad because you're taking up a table. If anything, the people are going to be like, wow, we don't usually get regulars here at Waffle House. Here's a guy that's just hanging out.
I
think they would not care whatsoever.
When's the last time you've actually been in a Waffle House?
Birthday. September 7th,
I'm going to guess you were drunk.
I was intoxicated, yes.
When's the last time you've been sober in a Waffle House?
When I'd go drinking that night, the next morning, we'd usually wake up and go to Waffle House.
It's not a place you want to be sober for 24 hours or 20 hours. And by the way, let's face it, Draven, last thing you need to do is have about 1,200 calories of waffles, just as a friend looking out for you.
Really? That's how you're trying to win the argument, taking shots at me? That's when you know, Cam, that he lost the argument because he feels like
he has to come
at me as a person.
It's 3 hours, no calories versus
4 hours.
12 hours and 3,000 calories. It's easy.
4 hours going back to school, sitting there.
It's like trivia, Cam.
You also have breaks in between each exam, so you have to sit there and socialize with 17-year-olds.
If you include the essay portion, it's just over 4 hours with breaks.
It's like trivia.
I said that for over 4 hours.
4 hours, it's fine.
Yeah.
With breaks.
And it's not like trivia. You're not sitting there drinking beer.
It's much longer to sit in the Waffle House, I'll tell you that much.
I'd like to see you go 4 hours without your phone.
I bet you couldn't. I go to sleep every night.
Sitting there taking an exam. You'd be halfway after two tests and be like, what the hell am I doing? I'm tired. I'm tired sitting here. I'm tired from being bored, staring at this piece of paper, realizing how stupid I am again after I've been out of school for so long. Well, yeah, no thanks. I'm good. I'd rather sit at Waffle House, fun, friendly, and eat a couple waffles.
Well, the good news is you owe us a punishment, so we're going to sign you up for the ACT.
That's great.
I gotta go with John on this one.
Wow. Big shocker. What do you know? Cam picks John.
20 hours compared to 4, bro.
Next question. Yeah, next, man. What are we sitting here for?
All right. Would you rather
stupid game.
Always have a full sink of dishes to do when you come home at night, or always have a full load of laundry?
This one is so easy to me. I would rather have a full load of laundry. Do not give me that full sink of dishes, because the number one reason, it's going to stink, man. Like your clothes, yeah, you get them like up on you, you wear them or whatever, you smell them. Yeah, they may not smell good. You might smell like sweaty, whatever, nasty, that's fine. But usually I have it in a hamper and a bin and some sort of thing that kind of keeps the smell in there so you don't have to worry about it. That's the whole point of that. When you have your dishes out and about, man, what do you do to get rid of the smell? You can't. And then when you finally decide to like, hey, I got a full load of dishes, I got to get in there, then you're cleaning dishes off, you're getting smells coming out of the sink that are hitting you right in the face, hitting you right in those nostrils, stinging, man. Come on, that is the absolute worst. And not to mention, like I said, when they sit there for so long, they're harder to get the stuff off. They're harder to scrub. They're harder to get clean. It's a whole process. But again, the number one thing here, it's about comfortability in your own place. I myself live in a one-bedroom apartment. It's pretty small. Not super small, but it's pretty small. Like, I mean, if I'm sitting on my couch, I'm probably going to smell some dirty dishes. Have to keep it clean. Dishes are the absolute worst.
What are you absolute eating worst. Where your dishes smell so bad?
What? That's not...
What if are you eating?
If you get anything, like a bowl of cereal and milk that sits there, you could put the little water in there and wash it out.
I'm assuming the dishes, you can, like... Doesn't mean, like, they have to keep the food on. I'm like... Let's just say a Draven scenario.
It's not always perfect
if I have
like that, man.
I can pour the milk out, right? Like, in the bowl still sitting there. Like, yes. My food's not all there. Like, what
but
you
when mean? It pops, no, that's not true.
Dirty
everybody can agree.
As bad as
that's
dirty
so
clothes,
not true. That clothes, is so not true.
Dirty clothes smell so bad. Imagine you're out.
You're
sweating.
In a hamper. It's in a bin. It's in something.
Where's
your dishes
your
are out.
In
they're out and about.
The dishes.
They're out there for everybody to smell. You walk in the door, you can smell dirty dishes.
They're in your sink.
But I've never walked into somebody's place and been like, man, laundry really smelling bad. You've walked to somebody's place and smelled some bad dishes.
No,
where they have
ever...
dishes sitting out everywhere.
Well, you've been out of
college a while.
The dishes are in the sink here. They're not thrown all over the place, by the way. That
okay,
was
in the sink. I was thinking like outside of the sink. When you piles up in the sink, you put them on the side.
Simple as, don't go in my kitchen, bro.
It's not always that easy with these apartments. It's
clothes
not.
Stink bad too, buddy. Where are your clothes hampers at, just for the record? A one-bedroom apartment, imagine your clothes hampers in your room.
Yeah, it's in like the corner.
So you'd rather your room stink than your kitchen.
It doesn't stink up your room. The hamper, that is the whole purpose of the hamper.
The
it's
hamper
to clean.
Smell.
It does, though, because you usually have something to close it up. Yes, mine has a little Velcro, like the Velcro where you like rip it off.
To close the top?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes. Easy to carry, all that, yes.
What kind of clothes hamper are you using that has a top? What are you
top.
You kidding me?
No. It has a top, yeah.
Cam,
it has a little
top.
I usually leave it open, so just throw clothes in there. But yeah, you can like close it up and then carry it.
It's still gonna stink, by the way. There's gonna be holes in it.
Doesn't stink.
So when it comes, dirty clothes stink.
Yes, yes. When they're maybe just thrown about everywhere.
No, in the clothes hamper they're gonna stink. I would imagine
nobody's smelling your clothes hamper.
You are though. You are.
No, you're not. I have dirty clothes. I actually need to do laundry really, really bad, and I still have not taken one little whiff of my dirty laundry. I have not.
You might be getting used to it.
I have not. But as soon as I get dirty dishes, it'll stink up the whole kitchen. The whole kitchen will smell like dirty dishes. Yes.
I think clothes smell just as bad. And again, it comes down to the difference for me, Cam.
Rotten food.
I would rather the kitchen stink
milk sitting at the bottom of
glasses. I'd rather my kitchen stink than my bedroom.
That's.
And who says we even have to have guests over anyway? He's talking about guests. I don't care about guests. They're not invited over. Not invited over.
Man.
I'd rather go to sleep.
I would still
clean in my room.
Again, a lot of people have, I have the kitchen living room connection there. So if I'm, again, sitting in my living room watching TV, like, and I had a bunch of dirty dishes piling up, I would smell those dirty dishes. Cam, you've walked.
What the hell are you eating?
Cam, you've walked into those apartments that have dirty dishes and they smell bad. They do. Sometimes it might be just milk at the bottom of a cup. Sometimes it might be just the food you had that last night that was sitting out. Whatever it might be.
I think you're confusing the trash for dishes, honestly.
You get stuff all over the plates. Yeah. It gets nasty. It gets disgusting. Yeah. Listen, I've lived with a couple of my friends. I've lived with some nasty roommates.
Well,
I know how the dishes work,
well,
man.
You must not be in their bedroom. Because I imagine if they were doing that to the kitchen, the bedroom would be much, much nastier.
Can't smell dirty laundry. That's the most ridiculous. No, you really can't unless you literally.
Anybody who has a job that isn't. Anybody who has a job will tell you, like, your clothes stink when you get home from the restaurant, I would imagine.
Yeah,
I've smelled your clothes here whenever, like, you've worn them.
Probably smell like a burger, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. Cow poop all over the place for the farmers, sweat, mud for people out there doing other stuff. Imagine you're a landscaper. The grass comes in.
You really smell bad from mud? I don't think that's a smell bad. I think there's rotten milk or rotten food sitting there for weeks at a time. Whatever. When some people let those dishes pile up, that would smell worse.
We need a decision here.
God, all right.
So mad. He's going to cry. Just give him the
No, no.
Draven.
Go ahead and take John. That's fine.
I just Draven, you do not get the point. I'm giving it, John.
I made the really I made the much better argument.
I really
want to
do beer pong. We should have done beer pong first. I wanted to do beer pong.
I know, I did too. That would have been more fun to talk
about. There.
That flip cup is better than beer pong?
For tailgating? Yes.
That's ridiculous, man. No. That's ridiculous.
Tune in next time on the next Dragon Ball Z.
Tune in next time for flip cup versus beer
you
pong.
You really think he won that argument? You really did. I'm just honestly, you want to sit there and look me in the eyes and tell me that John won that last argument.
Well, let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Tonight, week two kicks off. Giants, Washington football team. Let's go around the room right quick. Who do we got?
Washington.
You got Washington by what? You say four, so.
You know what? By seven. Heineke gets it done. 27-20.
So Washington covers, according to Cam. Draven, what do you got?
I think I might actually take the Giants.
Shocking.
Ooh. Well, how's that shocking? I hate both teams. You act like I'm a Giants fan.
I hate Washington more.
Well, they're kind of more the competition. But, yeah, Giants win, close, low scoring, like one score game. I'd say less than a touchdown.
Week two gets kicked off tonight. Week two, Sunday Night Football is the game of the week, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you some incentive to make that game even bigger when the Chiefs take on the Ravens. New customers at FanDuel can get 30-1 odds on either team. You can turn a $5 bet into $150 of a payday. I think we all like the Chiefs in that game.
Yeah.
FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Took advantage of their same-game parlay reimbursement myself tonight, but I'm not going to need it because all my touchdowns are coming in.
Let's do it.
And when I win, I'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. You can see why FanDuel is America's number one sports book for yourself. Just sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, that's the promo code TALKSPORTS, one word. So they know that we sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Cam, let's play some Pump the Brakes. What do you got for us?
All right. People were surveyed about robots.
Pump your brakes! People, do you think, are actually scared of robots? Is that a question? Whether or not you're scared of
sure.
robots?
Not one on here I see, but they were scared that they were going to take their jobs and make them irrelevant. 69% of college graduates worried that AI would take their job and make them irrelevant. Didn't see anything about 45% claim to have a positive view of AI taking control of the economy.
Have a positive view about that?
Yeah. 32% of people do not care if robots get abused.
What?
Do we care about that?
What, robots getting abused?
Yeah, like, why would we care about a robot getting abused? Like, I mean,
I guess if it looks like human-ish, I don't know.
Like, to be abused, don't you have to, like, have feelings?
I mean, not necessarily. You get a physical abuse. Yeah, I was going to say some physical abuse.
Well, I mean, like feelings. I mean, like, I don't mean just like emotional feelings. Like, when you feel pain, you are feeling. Yeah. Like, it's your feelings. Like, like your dog could be abused, you know, physically. I mean, I understand that. Like, animals. But, like, what kind of robots are they not living?
Yeah.
What if it's a robot that has feelings? Like, I mean, do you think you hurt Siri's feelings when you say bad things to her? I don't think you do. But some of these robots, aren't they like supposed to learn and like adapt and like have feelings?
Learn.
Become abusive
they
themselves.
They learn as they go.
You just start to cycle over.
It's true. That could be a nature versus nurture conversation about the side effects of being mean to your kids growing up.
More than 40% of them would be fine having sex with a robot.
More than 40%? That sounds low.
It does sound low.
Yeah, some people are probably lying. Would you 39%.
Would you do it?
Like a maybe. I don't know. You just try anything once, you know?
So, yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Driving?
No.
You would?
No. I mean, this is like, I don't know. How much does it look like actual?
What are the,
if it was what, like the legit, if it was
yeah,
legit,
what are the
legit,
nice,
like,
expensive
probably not,
sex dolls.
Man.
No, you wouldn't do it?
Probably not. I've seen her.
Probably not, or?
You've seen her? That was your.
He gets his heart broken by a robot, bro. Robot.
It's a robot. It's just a voice for him.
Well, technically, yeah, but she's a kind of a robot.
There's no body. He just fell in love with her mind.
Yeah. Mm, the personality.
Would you?
Do I have to tell people?
I mean, it'd be up to you, I guess, at that point, right?
Just live in shame.
Can you trust the robot to keep their mouth shut?
I hope so.
48% of men. Women were a lot lower on that, though.
Women were a lot lower on what?
On sleeping with a robot.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay, we don't have to get graphic about it. Let's just move on. That's a lie.
Yeah. 39% of people believe they could have a romantic relationship with a robot.
Well, that's 39%?
Yeah.
You think you could date one?
No!
No!
Oh, but you asking me if you'd have sex with one's not crazy, but dating
one
is crazy.
Way crazier.
How is that way crazier?
I mean, do we have to really get into the specifics of it?
Nobody's going to know, man. What if it's one of those that nobody knows that they're a robot? What if you don't even know?
Well, say, that's different.
We're
if
trickling
like a fembot
down a
from
dangerous
Austin
road.
Power, sure. I'm assuming we understand the robot. Sure. If a woman is walking around as a woman but is actually a robot, but sure. Like, it's really... like on Westworld, you ever seen Westworld?
I have not.
Well, that's the premise of Westworld, is that
falls in love with
the
robot?
Well, I mean, like, they're all, like, half of them are robots. Like, people go into Westworld and they're, like, in, like, an immersive cowboy experience, but, like, some of them are real, some of them are robots. But they either fall in love with some of those people. Like, that's
gotcha.
Different. I call shenanigans on that 39% from the women, by the way. Russell Smith, The Drive, up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.